Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Yes, indeed, it is that time. It's Thursday, the 9th day of July, and you are listening to Atlanta Tech Leaders WIT Special Edition Show. I'm your host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, sitting in here today, joined with some wonderful guests who will be talking about WIT and the continuing education that's going on over there at Emory University. So let me introduce my guests. First, we'd like to welcome back to the studio, Sandy Welfare. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, once again, you are the executive director of WIT.
Absolutely.
That's right. And you've been in here now three or four times talking about the different programs and the mission of WIT. So anything new lately?
Really just here and very excited to talk about our Careers in Action program, which is going from a volunteer-driven program to a certified program.
Very nice. And didn't you have an event just last month, the WIT Connect?
WIT Connect.
How did that go?
It went very well. We raised over $320,000, so
wow,
very good for us.
Excellent. Yeah, I know we talked about that previous, and then it was down at the Georgia Aquarium.
Yes.
Right? So a big event, good fundraising and all that.
Right. And Mona, who joined me that day, Mona Sharif with Dell, did a fabulous job, and so we're really excited about our partnership with Dell.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, and thank you for being back in the studio again. And we will be talking about more about WIT here in just a moment, but let's introduce another guest, Jackie Connor. How are you today?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me here today.
My pleasure. You are the lead instructional designer over there at Emory University Guazetta Business School. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
How long have you been doing that?
It's not even been 1 year. I actually started August 1st, so fairly new to the Atlanta community and happy to be over at Emory.
Well, what do you like about Atlanta best so far?
The food.
No, really? Are you a foodie?
I am a foodie, so great food.
Oh, man, no doubt about it. Atlanta's full of restaurants. There's lots of great little niche restaurants and different little communities around town, so it's almost limitless the time you can spend exploring some of those. So,
yes.
Well, very good. Well, welcome to Atlanta. I'm a native Atlantan myself, so welcome to our fine city, and we will talk more about your role there and the continuing education program that you're offering the WIT members. But also let me introduce another guest here in the studio, Kanisha Dennis. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. And you are the program coordinator for Emory Continuing Education, right?
That's right, yes.
Good. And how long have you been in that role?
I've been in that role a little bit less than Jackie's been in hers. I've been there since November of last year.
You have?
Yes.
And are you from the Atlanta area?
I grew up in Gwinnett,
okay.
So I'm familiar.
Very familiar.
Yes.
And how you like working over there at Emory?
I love Emory.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great over there. Everybody's really nice and supportive.
Yeah, nice campus. They help a lot of students, but also just good for the community, you know?
Absolutely. Emory is all about reaching out to the community.
Mm-hmm. And most people are familiar maybe with their healthcare community, their hospital campus, but they've got a lot of other layers over there, the business school.
Mm-hmm.
I know quite a few friends of mine have gone through the law school over there, so they really got their hand in just about everything here.
Right.
Yeah, and so you are the program coordinator for the Emory Continuing Education, and we were going to talk about the WIT Careers in Action and the program that you guys are offering there as well. So thank you for joining us. So let's turn our attention back to Sandy for just a moment, and we're talking about women in technology, and you're now partnering with Emory in the continuing education, offering three distinct certificate programs. Number one is the What It Takes to Develop Self. Number two, What It Takes to Manage Others. And number three, What It Takes to Master Leadership. So how did all this come about?
Well, to be honest, Women in Technology has had the Careers in Action program for a while, but it was more volunteer-driven.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of wonderful women in technology throughout Atlanta who would help deliver the program. And the board decided probably over a year ago to make it a certified program so that people could go to an established school that would be able to validate through our, you know, enhanced curriculum and do more to engage women who are in the STEM field. So I think based on, you know, all that I've read, all I've reviewed on the curriculum side, it's totally aligned to what we've done in the past, just enhanced. And then being a certified program, many companies are probably wanting to sign up for that so that their employees are able to, you know, take credit for the credited courses.
So you used to offer these certificate programs in-house.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then just recently spurred a change to go over to Emory. What brought Emory into the mix?
Well, we actually have a board member who's the CIO for the Emory Guazueta Business School. And I think her relationship with Emory Continuing Education, the conversations just began. And from there, I think it was developed into what could we do as a, you know, true partnership. Mm-hmm. And so it was, I believe it was discussed. And then I believe Jackie joined the organization and was able to help on the curriculum side, because it's really about an enhanced program that delivers to each attendee what they're going to need for business professional development. And that's what it's all about.
Right. And so can you speak on that, Jackie, how you were able to incorporate Emory into the programs that they were offering?
Sure. So from a personal standpoint, I was introduced, as Sandy said, from our CEO's standpoint into the WIT organization through one of their wonderful forums that they actually have. And I was able to get very passionate about not only their mission, but the way in which they work with their volunteers. And so for Emory as a whole, it's an exciting opportunity for us to work with this outstanding organization and partner with them. But in relation to the curriculum side, essentially what we're doing in the programs is we're looking at how can you take every facet of your career and actually apply business acumen and skill sets to be able to help you advance in those various areas, which is why we have those three separate programs to be able to attack every element in your career.
Well, that's great. So let's talk about each one of those a little more detail. The first one being what it takes to develop self. So describe that and what folks can learn from that program.
Sure. So the what it takes to develop self is really for that individual who is looking to know more about who they are in their career and how do you communicate with others. What is emotional intelligence and how do you use that to be able to have difficult conversations either with your boss or with your supervisor or with other individuals and colleagues you have. It's more for the entry-level individual, and we definitely recommend for employers to consider those individuals that should be coming to this type of program if you're not able to make that decision on your own. So that essentially would be your target audience for what it takes to develop self. And then next we have what it takes to manage others, and mm-hmm. that essentially is for the individual who is either aspiring to have a management level position, or perhaps you're already in a management level mm-hmm. role, but you actually need some additional skill sets to be able to better enhance the growth of the individuals or subordinates that you actually manage. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we have what it takes to master leadership. And that really is for your executive level individual who needs to be the visionary of either a department, division, or organization. So definitely something for every facet of your career.
No, it does sound like that. And it almost seems to progress. You know, the first one being yourself, you know, identifying who you are, what's your role in business, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, then how to translate that into managing others.
Yes.
And then once you're in that management position, how to really develop your leadership. So yeah. Would someone take these courses in succession like that, or do you have to take one before the other?
Definitely it is recommended that you take the course that represents where you are in your particular career. But I would say for a particular team, you can actually look at it as there are different set of courses for every member of the team. So you have something for the leader, mm-hmm. the management level person, then also your entry level individual.
No, right. And I know, especially the management side of things, a lot of times, and you see this in the sales world, where a guy is a tremendous salesman and all of a sudden he gets promoted to sales manager, but he has no experience at managing people.
Exactly.
And, you know, despite he's a wonderful salesperson, man or woman, but he doesn't know how to operate a team of sales managers. So that's kind of somewhere they can come to you and learn about that, right?
Absolutely. It's very true. And that's essentially the way these programs are designed, because you, just like you said, you have different skills that you have in your current role, but now to advance and actually mm-hmm. go into a higher level position, you need additional skill sets to be successful.
Oh, very good. So let's talk a little bit about the application process. Who can apply? How do they apply? And what all does that entail? Who wants to tackle that question?
Well, we're currently targeting these programs to women, specifically in STEM careers or looking to get into STEM careers. So, men, you'll just have to wait a little bit on that one. Okay. We're going to take care of the ladies first. And the application is actually on the WIT website at mywit.org. And you will apply for the program as you go in to look at some of the details for each program and register.
Mm-hmm. So you go online, you fill out the application. Are there any requirements other than being a female? Any other requirements? Do you have to be employed or not employed? Does it matter?
It does not matter.
Okay,
because
that's good to know.
Everyone's coming into it from a different perspective. You have some individuals that actually will do it on their own, and then there are companies that are going to sponsor individuals to attend. Depending on what level you're at, it's really about enhancing your leadership, because from a overall perspective, whether you're in a nonprofit or for-profit, any type of organization, really honing in on the skills that require you to engage with others. And I think this is where we see study after study around women in technology or in certain fields, particularly in STEM fields, where they don't stay. And so if you're a female, a part of a IT group, you're promoted and now you're going to manage a team of 10 men, that's a very different scenario. And so the reason why we've actually chosen to have women-only programs at this point is to really be able to have safe space for people to talk through issues that are coming up in their real world lives. And so I think for me, it's really doing all the things that will help that individual stay within their relative arena and find the resources that they require through the Women in Technology programs, and then use that as a building block with your individuals and your companies.
And that makes sense. So apply online, no other qualifications other than being a female. Are these courses taught by ladies?
So the courses are not taught by ladies, but I'm going to throw this over to the Emory Continuing Education ladies since they are working on all the logistics.
Right. So actually, that is one of our best unique offerings, is that we are bringing 9 different instructors who are highly qualified in their fields, and they are all women.
Oh, nice.
So we have women teaching women the skills that they need to be successful in their careers and continue to make progress. And these particular instructors are highly skilled in career development, management, and leadership coaching and training.
Are they professors over there at Emory, or are they just business leaders themselves?
We call them instructors. They could be consultants who own their own businesses. They typically work with universities and different educational institutions.
Okay.
So they're not staff members, faculty members.
No, but they're rock stars in
their
world.
They're rock stars. They do it all.
Right. So you sign up, and you get how many students in a class, and how long do these programs last?
So typically in a class, there would be ideally 15 to 20.
So we want small learning groups. Very
exactly.
Good.
Keep it smaller so that it can be more engaging and interactive. And the courses, there are 6 in each program. Each course lasts for about a 7-hour day with a 1-hour lunch involved.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So you're looking at about 6 weeks of the program from start to finish.
That's not bad. That's very doable. And you can do it once a week on your off time if you are full-time employed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or you're a family person who's got other obligations. You can find the time out of the day to continue your career. Now, once you have completed this program, you're offered a certificate. Is that recognized by most businesses or corporations out there as a continuing education credit?
Yep. Absolutely. We offer an Emory University certificate. Each program comes with 3.6 CEUs. Mm-hmm. So that means that you were in class for a total of 36 hours. And it's a really nice certificate, something that you would want to frame and put on your wall and put on your resume as well to say that you have a certificate.
No, if I had something from Emory University, I'd put that on my wall right in the living room so everybody could see it as soon as they walked in the house. I mean, that'd be awesome.
Right. You make a T-shirt out of it.
Yeah, certainly. That sounds good. And now, what about the fees associated with this? Can you talk about that, please?
Sure. Yeah. So, for example, with What It Takes to Develop Self, that particular program is $2,750.
Okay.
What It Takes to Manage Others, this program is $3,250. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, What It Takes to Master Leadership is $3,950. So you can see there's a range there, but again, it is relative to where you are within your career.
Mm-hmm. And any discounts offered? Will your corporation pick up some of the cost, or can the WIT underwrite or help you out along the way?
Well, there's not any discounts per se, because of course we're registering people to pretty much engage in the program, and that's covering their costs to be a participant. Many companies, actually, this is a part of their professional development or their learning as a part of their overall budget. Mm-hmm. Every company I find has dollars that will relate to each individual employee, and so many companies, I would suggest to most of our listeners to go and talk with their HR, go and talk with their managers around what is in what is available, because these are the type of programs that the company is investing in the individuals because they're wanting to retain them. And I really want to circle back in terms of the overall programming. Mm-hmm. Most companies that have supported Careers in Action in the past, it's all about retention. It's all about retaining their women more so. And so we're wanting to ensure that, you know, companies are seeing this as a part of developing that individual. And it's a part of why you would want to keep them employed.
Oh, certainly. And it's an investment in yourself.
Absolutely.
And not only the corporation where you're with, but as an individual and as you grow professionally. So the cost should not weigh as heavily as the actual content you mm-hmm. will be learning and the professional development you'll be creating for yourself.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think that's great. So it's certainly affordable. It certainly gives you some good credit going forward in your professional career. Let's talk about the Emory, where these classes are offered. Is it at both the Druid Hill campus and the Alpharetta campus?
Yes. So depending on the program, it will be at one of those two locations. Our Druid Hill location is in Executive Park, which is directly mm-hmm. off of 85. And then we also have a location in Alpharetta off of Windward Concourse.
Yeah, very familiar with the Alpharetta location. I drive by it as I'm from that area up there.
Nice.
And so when do these classes begin? Do they start at certain times and then you kind of sign up prior to, or can somebody can jump in whenever they're going? Speak on that, please.
Sure. So you can sign up now.
Okay.
And we highly encourage you to do that by going to mywit.org mm-hmm. and registering as soon as possible, because, again, as Kenesha mentioned, there are limited seats, so we highly recommend registering as soon as possible. But I'll give the different dates for the different
okay.
courses. So what it takes to develop self, that will be beginning October the 2nd, running through November the 6th. And again, as it was mentioned, these are 6 individual sessions that you are attending. What it takes to manage others will begin September 18th for the Executive Park location through October 23rd. And then the Alpharetta program will begin on September the 24th through October the 29th. And then what it takes to master leadership, this particular program will begin September the 24th going through October the 23rd. And I'll just mention, for the What It Takes to Master Leadership program, it's actually a little bit of a different format. Mm-hmm. So you do have 6 sessions, but these sessions will actually be presented every other week. So you come for a Thursday and a Friday and then repeat that for over 6 weeks.
Okay. Yes. Now, what happens if you miss a session? Are you penalized at all? Can you make that up?
It's pretty much on a case-by-case basis, the way okay. in which we'd have to handle it through consultation with instructors, looking at the materials that have been missed and how we can actually provide that to an individual who misses a class.
So it sounds like if you just communicate what's going on to your instructors and, to the staff over there, that they'll work with you. So it shouldn't deter you if you have plans or something coming up.
Sure, at all.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. The nice thing about that is that we have 2 cohorts of the management certificate, like she was saying, one in Executive Park and one in Alpharetta, and they're actually staggered. So if you miss one class at Executive Park, you can join in at Alpharetta, vice versa.
That's a good point. So you don't get lost or behind in the learning process. And like you said, they're staggered. So mm-hmm. you can miss one, you can jump in at the other campus. So so that's good. So it's easily to enroll. You definitely learn a lot of good content, and it's certainly affordable. After you've taken the course and you go back to your employer, how does that kind of play out from there? Do you take that on to the next level, or how is it recognized that from there?
Well, it just depends on your particular starting point, I should say it that way. Definitely within these courses, we have evaluations to look at where you are in your career at the beginning and then where you should be after you complete the course. We highly recommend that you work with your supervisor if you are taking these courses and you are within an organization, to look at what does your supervisor hope that you learn and will attain out of these particular courses. Definitely all individuals who participate should have their own personal goals they hope to mm-hmm. attain out of such a program. But given each individual curriculum that is provided, the instructors definitely will have different goals and milestones that will be embedded within the curriculum to be able to help you see where your growth patterns will be.
That's good. And so we mentioned before, WIT has offered these certificate programs in the past. What if you've taken those already? Would you encourage someone to take the program at Emory?
Well, I would say for those who have taken maybe the first program or the second program, Definitely they should consider looking at mastering leadership as an example. Each individual is gaining different things from the program, and I would say wherever your, you know, stop point is, it would probably make sense to go to the next level. If they previously taken the programs, it, like to me, I think it's progressing to the next level, mm-hmm. not so much repeating what you've done, because it's, even though this is a certified program, the previous programs were pretty intense in terms of bringing you the skill sets and the business acumen that you were trying to gain. Right.
And you got a certificate in the past from Women in Technology. Now you'll get one from Emory University. I mean, that right there should be a reason to take the new course.
Yeah, I'm guessing that their certificate is going to have just a little more weight. And actually, in all honesty and in seriousness, it will be, to me, a better validation in terms of the curriculum and the way the curriculum has been written to align to when you're leaving that course and you have finished that you've actually gone through mm-hmm. developing certain aspects of the business side of your development. So I think it's a perfect scenario for us to be in partnership with Emory Continuing Education.
More information, you can go to mywit.org. Is there a schedule of classes on there, the cost and the breakdown all on that as well? And you get all your information there. So please do go check that out. Now, what has been some of the feedback from the past students of the program? How have they received all this?
I would say for WIT, we had a capstone event last December. One of our partners, actually Valerie Mackey, she's with Coca-Cola, and she was a part of the executive readiness, which is now being replaced with the master leadership. And she really felt that the camaraderie that she developed with the other women who were in the class to her was the paramount piece, where they now had each other to go to. I'm dealing with this because she's pretty senior within Coca-Cola. And so to her, it was more about building the resources within your classmates or within your cohorts so that you're all, you know, able to leverage the relationships that you have. So most of our feedback has been around the relationship building as well as the networking, because in the world that we're in now, people are pretty much moving from one company to the other every few years. And I think that part helps them to feel like I have other people I can go to as a resource.
That's an excellent point. You know, about the people you meet mm-hmm. in the class, in the program you go through together, you know, whether everybody goes in their separate direction after that, somebody's going to cross their paths again somewhere along the line. And mm-hmm. and that relationship you build in that program mm-hmm. there will carry a lot of weight as you go forward. So
right.
I think that's a great point.
And I'm guessing that most people, their LinkedIn profile gets bigger and bigger because mm-hmm. it used to be 6 degrees of separation. I'm certain that it's probably 2 or 3 now, if that. And so I think for the women who are in the STEM fields, just having resources or people that you can connect with is just as important as being able to leverage learning.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the WIT Careers in Action, no matter what stage of your career, where you are, WIT has a program that can help you moving forward, whether it be what it takes to develop self, what it takes to manage others, or what it takes to master leadership. Sign up today so you can get your education and your certification from Emory University over there. So that's great. So what's,
just want to clarify that it is definitely, the certification is through Emory Continuing Education.
Yes, Emory Continuing Education, the ECE program. So very good. So are you guys thinking about offering other classes, going forward? What else is on the horizon for Emory Continuing Education and WIT Careers in Action?
Well, I'll just take the WIT Careers in Action first, because we're really going to do a lot of feedback and understanding how this year goes. And so the fall is really the beginning of this new mm-hmm. certified program. And so we're going to be very cognizant of what feedback we receive. From there, it's a matter of what else can we develop, how else can we develop opportunities. But of course, I would open these ladies up to sharing what else is going on within Emory Continuing Education.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say, from a curriculum management standpoint, absolutely, we will be collecting that type of data so that we know not only how to better refine the existing programs that mm-hmm. we have, but then also saying what else should we be offering to this particular population of women as well.
No, that's a great point. And so adding to the curriculum, adding to the cause to help women continue to develop professionally in the technology field, I think that's great. And what a better program to kind of partner with, you know, Emory Continue Education and WIT. It sounds like they go hand in hand over there to continue to grow the technology hub that is Atlanta. You know, we are on the forefront for a lot of tech, you know, specifically, you know, healthcare IT, you know, some different technology sectors out there in this town, and it's just growing tremendously. We see it week after week here in the Business Radio X studios, and always amazed at the level of business that Atlanta is bringing, in particularly in that technology sector. So very good. So any other information about the program that you'd like to share, anything we may have missed or you would like to go ahead and remind our listeners of?
One additional point I just wanted to make mention of, it's highly recommended that you do take these programs as an organization, not only because we have the different levels represented, but also because within each of the classes, there is common language and nomenclature that will be used that's highly applicable for teams. And so definitely if there are teams that are out there that would like to register, we really encourage that.
So a department within an organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that would be good. And what if your boss or your manager is not really on board on with this program or signing up? How would you convince them that this program is for them?
I think I would recommend them looking at WIT's alums that they have from their CIA program. And just as Sandy mentioned, they have some outstanding individuals who have come through the CIA program already. And just hearing from them and their testimonials, how they've really benefited from these types of programs, says a lot.
Yeah, from an employer standpoint, it can only benefit you and your corporation to show that you're giving back to those who are helping you contribute to the bottom line.
Yes.
And so there really should be no road bumps or speed bumps out there for an employer to want their employees to go attend on this mission here. So,
and not just and just at one point, not only in the STEM field are companies really struggling with retention, but I think within many of the technology and engineering and various fields, they're definitely struggling to retain women. These programs are built to enhance their ability to retain those women. And for me, that's the reason why they would want to make this investment.
That's a good point. So again, sign up at mywit.org. Go there for more information about the programs, how you can get involved. And then also go to the website if you are wanting to get involved and give back to the WIT community. Maybe not the program Careers in Action, but you want to get involved from a mentor standpoint or maybe as a company level. So we've mentioned that in the past on some of our past shows, and it's a great resource, great place to connect and build that network that helps you develop professionally. So definitely keep that in mind. So, well, that's pretty good stuff there. Good to talk about all the continuing education going on at Emory, the WIT and tech programs, Careers in Action. And so thank you for sharing that here today. So would like to kind of finalize the show here with some more personal conversation, if you don't mind. Just asking you, what motivates you on a daily basis? What inspires you? And we'll start with you, Sandy. Is there something that place you go to or something you do that helps you stay motivated and inspired on a daily basis?
Well, I will say that every time I'm with the Girls Get IT program, I definitely get inspired to see the next generation of leaders. My background, of course, is in, corporate finance, corporate software implementation, and having gone through a variety of stages in my career, it's great to see the next generation coming, but now knowing the resources that they have through the Women in Technology programs and as they come into the corporate world, what they can do to feel supported, I think that's what definitely keeps me motivated.
And that's a program we've mentioned here before about helping young girls kind of identifying those passions in science and technology at a young age and help cultivating the leaders of tomorrow. So that's great. So you go back to the organization itself to find your inspiration and motivation to help you keep things going forward. That's great.
Yeah, I was with about 15 girls at NCR probably a week and a half ago. And so when you see the middle schoolers and they're just beginning, it's wonderful to see them excited.
Excellent. So thank you for sharing. Jackie, what about you? What motivates and inspires you on a daily basis?
Oh, well, being that I do work in Goizueta Business School, which is highly populated by the male population, I'm motivated by the fact that we have a female dean.
Okay.
So Dean Erica James is the dean of the Goizueta Business School. She's a fabulous leader. And actually, one of her strategic goals is to increase the population of women in the business community. So daily at Emory, we are reminded of this particular mission and how we can contribute to that. So definitely that helps me in, as far
That's
as one
great.
To volunteer.
Having such an influential person,
yes.
They are kind of captaining the ship in the direction of the Goizueta Business School. I bet that is inspiring.
It
you
is.
Can learn from her on just a constant basis. You ever get to have any lunch meetings with her or after hours kind of talks that are very motivating?
You know, she's a very busy woman.
Yeah.
But definitely if you see her in the hallway, she's always willing to speak and to encourage you. So it's definitely a good time.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. And Kanisha, as the program coordinator for Emory Continuing Education, mm-hmm. What about you? What inspires you or motivates you to continue the good work you're doing?
I'm motivated and inspired by continuous improvement and growth. And I think that's why I really like working for Emory Continuing Education. I like to help other people achieve their goals as well. So it's good to get out there and to try something new and to continue to make yourself better and to improve and to strive for your goals.
That's great. Yeah. So all three of you, that's kind of interesting. You turn back to the organization, the job that you love, the role that you're in to continue the good work that you're doing. Sometimes we get answers like, I go to my yoga Zen garden or I may, go watch a movie at the theater and eat popcorn and drink Cokes. But, whatever it takes, I think here in the business world, we spend so much time working to better ourselves, to better those around us that we do need to take time and kind of step back and look at things, refocus, reevaluate so we can continue ever forward with the good work that everybody's doing. So very good. Well, me this weekend, I'm going fishing, so I'll be able to relax a little bit. Hopefully come back with some fresh fish to eat and be inspired for next week's broadcast. So looking forward to that. So thank you for joining us. I just remind our listeners to go to mywit.org, and more particularly Careers in Action, so you can get involved with Emory and their high-quality instructors and the participants to receive an Emory Continuing Education Certification in the roles of what it takes to develop self, what it takes to manage others, and what it takes to master leadership. All those are great programs that you can get involved with, again, at mywit.org. So thank you all for joining us here on Atlanta Technology Leaders. And on behalf of Business Radio X, I'd like to remind you, if your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. So thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. On behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.